4. Uriel Blackstone? Jason glanced at Corin. That's impossible. He died decades ago.
Uriel raised a finger.
A man who is dead has many advantages, not the least of which is the fact that no one will try to find him while he goes about his business.
What business? Corin asked.
To rescue my people from this accursed land, of course.
But you...
He died,
Jason said.
I mean, no one has seen you in so long. Where have you been?
Trapped? Trapped like a rat in a cage.
Uriel held a thumb and index finger a fraction of an inch apart.
I was this close to convincing one of the leaders to travel back to Major Four with me. Then he could return to tell everyone else the story. But a white dragon captured me and carried me to a castle in a cold region where he imprisoned me. For a while he took care of me himself, providing food and other essentials, but later some invisible spirits took his place.
Invisible spirits?
Jason laughed under his breath.
Okay. Thank you for the interesting story, but we have to be on our way.
As Jason turned and reached for Corin's hand, Uriel grabbed his sleeve.
What can I do to prove myself?
Jason pulled free from his grasp and looked at the old man's sincere face. He was certainly aged, but how could he be over 120 years old? It was impossible. Still, a test would prove his story to be false quite easily. There were some things that no one on this planet could know.
If you're really Uriel Blackstone, Jason said slowly, you could tell me how you locked the portal. From the Major Four side or this side?
Major Four.
Uriel showed Jason his hands and wiggled his fingers.
A genetic lock. Only I or one of my descendants can unlock it. I wrote it all down in a journal, hoping I could deliver it to my son, Tybalt, so he could eventually find his way here to give me help. But he never arrived.
Uriel's head drooped a notch.
He could be dead by now, and I shudder to think about what might happen if that journal should fall into the wrong hands.
Jason felt his jaw drop open and forced it back in place.
Tybalt isn't dead,
he said slowly.
His fingers got me into this.